right, and we are back for the second quarter. This is Alicia Mullen here with Lyle Huff, and we are looking for 8 more minutes in this game, see what's going to happen. A lot of pressure so far in this game, so it's nice to see a lot of defense, but not too many fouls yet.
No, not many fouls in the ball game, but Wrangell came out with that zone defense, and they switched up to man, and now they're doing full-court pressure on the Glacier Bears right now.
They're switching it up. I think they've realized. So we are back in, and it is the Glacier Bears with the ball, and they are over to Larson. Larson's got that ball out on the left-hand side, out beyond the three-point line, looking for a way in, having a little bit of trouble finding that, so she gets it out back now to Taylor. Going to take up that shot, and it is good for two. Two for Taylor, so they are 7 points now, and her first two. Ring with the ball. Jensen taking it up at the top of the key, looking for a way in on the right-hand side. Can't find anything, so she's going to pass out to Flores. Flores shoots, no good. Rebound comes down in the hands of the Glacier Bears. And it's Taylor sending it cross-court over to Zanow, and it just tips off her hand and out of bounds. So it will turn back over to the Wolves. Jensen taking the ball. Taking kind of that playmaker position now that Meisner has checked out of the game. Back to Bean. Ann Allen in the game now for Wrangell. Bean right inside the paint, too. It is good. So 4 points now for her. Haynes with the ball again. And it is Zanow taking a jumper over on the right-hand side. No good. And that ball is being scrambled for. They're going to call that a held ball. And on alternating possession, it will go to Wrangell this time. And about 4 players on the ground there underneath that basket. Everybody wants the ball tonight. So over to Allen now. Allen inside the paint, puts up for 2, no good, and tries to get her own rebound but knocks it out of bounds. That ball will turn over to Haynes. And it will be Larson inbounding that. Wrangell just with 1 player down here doing full court press. Gets it into Taylor. Taylor's going to pass it across. And that is Fragrant in the game now. That pass is going to get tipped away and stolen by the Wolves. Long pass to Flores, intended. It's going to get knocked out of bounds. And that is out of bounds on Haynes. So Wrangell will inbound right-hand side of the baseline. Inbound quick to Bean. Over to Flores. Flores puts up for 2. No good. Ward with the rebound. And they're going to call her for traveling. So that ball will turn over. And it's Larson inbounding again. And Zanow with the ball now. Over to Taylor. Taylor trying to find a way into the paint. Passes it down to Larson. Larson picks up for 2. No good. Fight on the rebound on that a little bit, and there's going to be a foul called. And that foul is going to be on number 13. It's going to be on Zanow, her first foul of the game. So Wrangell with the ball. And it's going to be Jensen to Allen, and Allen's going to shuffle her feet, and they're going to call her for a travel. So we've seen quite a few traveling calls tonight already. But that's going to get the ball back in the hands of the Glacier Bears. And Taylor coming across the half-court line, and she knows that she shuffles that foot. And you can see it on her face before the whistle. So that ball will turn over again. Wish I'd been keeping track of those travels. But it's Bean inside to Flores, and she's going to draw a foul. It's going to be a push. And that is off of Michaela Krager, number 31, her first foul of the game. So Wrangell will inbound that. That inbound pass is tipped away, and it lands in the hands of number 23, Wing. And they're going to get it down here. Taylor trying to find an inside pass. It gets bounced away and knocked out of bounds. Out of bounds on Jensen, so Haynes retains that ball. Going to inbound now. Swinton back in the game. And she's going to send it inside to Krager. Krager's going to find Larson right underneath the basket. Puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes to put it up again. And she is fouled, so she's going to go to the line. And that foul is going to be on Taylor Bean of Wrangell, her first foul. And this will be the first trip to the line for Larson. No, actually, second trip to the line. She is 0 for 2 so far tonight. Her first shot is up. First shot, no good. And there's going to be a substitution. Meisner and McKay back in for Rangel. And Cowart in for Haynes. And Wing going to take a seat on the bench in that substitution. So Larson now with her second shot. Gives it a couple of hard dribbles. Just off the back and no good. Rangel with the rebound. Jensen getting it down quick to Allen. Allen just her first 2 points of the game. For 15-7, 5:21 left in the second half, second quarter. And it is Swinton with the ball. Going to collide with Meisner. Meisner down. Looks like she might have hit her shoulder a little hard. Wearing some tape on that shoulder already tonight. Yeah,
looks
she's hurting.
Bean will come off the bench for the Wolves.
So Bean will come out. They'll get her checked out. But Meisner did shuffle her feet, so that is actually going to be a blocking call on her, blocking foul on her. So her first foul of the game. Getting some ice on that, so we'll see if she gets back in tonight. So Haynes with the ball now. 5:13 left, and Swinton's going to drive the baseline from the left. Can't get in, so she's going to pass it out to Taylor. Taylor looking for a way in, and Jensen tries to knock that ball away. And there's going to be a foul on that, and that foul is actually going to be on Teresa Flores, trying to knock that ball at the same time. I think she got a little arm in that knock, so they're going to quickly inbound it, get it to Larson. Larson's up for two. No good. Rebound by Anna Allen. Allen over to Jensen. Jensen bringing it across the half-court line now. 4 minutes, 55 seconds left in the second quarter. Jensen trying to find a pass, gets it to McKay. McKay drives it in towards the right. She's getting a lot of pressure, so she's going to pass it back out to Bean. Bean looking for some teammates to get set up. Passes off to Jensen. And Jensen drives in from the left-hand side, turns back, puts up a jumper for two, and it's good. 2 more points for Jensen. For 17-7, 4:27 left in the second quarter. That is Swinton with the ball, sends it off to Taylor. Taylor putting up for three. No good, but Larson with the rebound. Sends it over to Prager. Prager out to Swinton. Swinton puts up. No good. Rebound by Rangel and Dean. Bean now taking the cross, getting a little bit of pressure from Larson, but she gets it across there. And Jensen with the pass inside, gets knocked away, but Bean's able to get that back. She picks up the two, and there is a foul call.
It's going to be on Kaylee Swinton, and she was the only one there.
She's
so.
The only person there, so, and that's going to be her third foul of the game. So
she's going to be sitting for 4 minutes now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure she won't be back into the ball game at least in this first half.
Yeah. And Wing already on the sideline, ready to sub in. So Bean's first trip to the line here. First shot, way to the right. No good there. And that substitution is happening. Also coming in is Zanow. So she's coming back in. Zanow and Wing now in. Bean going to take a second shot. Second shot, no good. And Haynes with that rebound. But there is a whistle, and she's going to get called for traveling. So that is Wing with that rebound. Called for traveling, so 3:58 left. Score still 17-7 in favor of Rangel. Inbound to Bean. They get it out to Allen and McKay. McKay to Jensen. Jensen taking a couple steps back, waiting for people to get set up. But she's going to put up the three. It is no good. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Wing. So Rangel will inbound that from the baseline. Quick inbound to McKay. Back to Jensen. Jensen puts up for two. No good. McKay with the rebound. Puts up for two. No good. Flores gets that rebound. Knocked into her hands. Gets it out to Bean. Bean puts up for a long two. And that is no good. And rebound saved. And Jensen puts up for a long two. Almost three. No good. And on that rebound is Allen and Larson, and they're going to pull that up, and on alternating possession, it's going to be Haynes' ball. And
Glacier Bears are just given too many opportunities. I mean, there was at least six offensive boards there in that last little go-around for Wrangell, and luckily for the Glacier Bears, nobody was able to score on it. But, with Swinton picking up that third foul, she had to come out of the ball game. That'll change things up a little bit for the Glacier Bears. But also on the other side, Meisner's sitting down, too. I can't really tell how bad the injury is here, but she's up and around moving and stuff. So it'll be interesting if she gets back into the ball game. She's a senior, so I bet she's going to want to try to get in there again.
Absolutely. I can see Coach Moore letting her sit for the rest of this half, but she'll definitely be back in second half. And, Swinton has all but two of the points for the Glacier Bears, so they definitely don't want to lose her early in this game. So we are back now, and Glacier Bears with the ball. Taylor almost gets it knocked away, but gets it over to Larson, and it's knocked out of bounds by Bean. So Glacier Bears keeping that ball. Larson inbounding, but she steps right across that line as she inbounds it. Ugh, look on her face. She knew it, too.
She knew where she wanted to go, but...
Yeah. It's those little mistakes, and you realize it as soon as it happens. Ring with the ball now, and Jensen putting up a quick two, and it is good for her. Score 19-7, 3:08 left in the second quarter. Taylor with the ball now, looking to drive right, and they're going to call a push foul on Amy Jensen, and that will be her first foul of the game. So 17 fouls for the Glacier Bears, 16 fouls for the Wolves. And Glacier Bears inbounding from the baseline. Long pass into Larson, and she's going to put up immediately for two. No good. Rebound comes down in the hands of Cowart. She puts up for two, and she is fouled. So she's going to head to the line. This will be her first trip to the line. And that is going to be a foul on Ward, her second foul of this game. Puts both teams at 17 fouls. So both teams now in the bonus. Cowart going to get a shot here. First shot up, and it is good. Beautiful. Just fell right in there. Very high arc on that. So 1 point now on the board for her. And she will get a second shot. And second shot, beautiful as well, but didn't go in. And on the rebound is Caroline Ward, and a foul called. It's going to be a push foul. On number 31. So Michaela Krager, that's her second foul. It's going to send Caroline Ward to the line for a 1-1. She has no points so far. It's her first trip to the line tonight. First shot, no good. And that rebound will come down, get knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be out of bounds on Wrangell, on the Wolves. So Glacier Bears getting that ball now with 2 minutes 54 seconds left in the second quarter. They're going to inbound, getting a lot of pressure. Full court press on this. And Taylor trying to get around Bean, and Jensen is going to travel, and that ball will turn over to the Wolves. And Jensen going to inbound from the baseline. Quick inbound to Ward. Looked like she wanted to put up the two immediately. Didn't have a shot over the hands of Taylor. So they're going to pass it out, get it to Bean, who's driving over to the right. No opening. Getting a lot of pressure from Larson. And it was good pressure. Almost made her double dribble, but got a little hand on her arm there. So they're going to call that second foul now on Larson. We'll send Bean to the line. And she is 0-for-2 from the line tonight. First shot is good, so she will get a second shot. With 19 fouls for the Glacier Bears, Wrangell still shooting 1-1s right now. One more foul, put them in the double bonus, though. Second shot, no good. Bean with her own rebound, puts up for two, and no good. There is a whistle on that. It's going to send Bean back to the line. And this foul is going to be on Taylor, her first foul of the game. So being now 1 out of 4. First shot is good. Looking at a second shot now. 2 minutes, 39 seconds left in the second quarter here in Wrangell. Second shot is good as well. And with that, there's going to be a substitution. Campbell coming in for the Wolves. Bean going to take a seat for a little bit. Coach Knorr letting a couple of JV players have a chance in here. Full court pressure being put on by the Wolves. A little bit too much pressure, and Jensen is going to be called for a push foul. And that is Jensen's second foul.
We didn't have a lot of fouls called for a bit here, but lately we've been really whistling it up, and everybody's going to be shooting from now on.
They're making up for it, yeah. And so Taylor is the line. Her first shot is good. This is her first trip to the line now, so she's now on the board with 3 points. Going to get a second shot. Second shot up and good as well. Beautiful shot there. So score 22-10 in favor of the Wolves. 2:34 left in the second quarter. Jensen with the ball for Rangel. Over to Campbell. Back to Jensen. She tries to find a way in, can't do it. And they find Allen in. Allen passing back to Jensen. It's stolen by Taylor. Taylor with an easy breakaway and 2 points. Nice, easy layup there for her. So score 22-12 now. 2:10 left in the second quarter. Wolves with the ball. And they get it over to McKay, back up to the top, to Allen. Over to Jensen on the right-hand side. She picks up the three, no good. Rebound comes down the hands of Ward. Pass almost taken by Taylor, but gets it over to Campbell to Jensen. Back to Campbell. Campbell passing it off to McKay, driving the baseline. Puts up the two, no good. They get it to Allen, and she picks up the two, and her two is good. So minute 35 left in this second quarter. 24-12 is the score. Taylor with the ball now, trying to drive inside to the paint. Gets hung up a little bit, and the ball gets away. And there's a ground foul that's going to be called. Flores coming back into the game for Rangel. They're not calling that a ground foul. They're just calling that out of bounds. So Glacier Bears with the ball. Quick inbound, and that will be a foul called. And that's going to be a push again on Jensen. So her third foul, looking for her to come sit on the bench for a little bit, being back into the game. Taylor back at the line for the Glacier Bears. She is 2-for-2 tonight from the line. So if you got to have somebody at the line there. Oh, and I may have jinxed her because her first shot. No good. Rebound comes down in the hands of the Glacier Bears and Larson, and she is called for traveling. So it's going to turn over to the Wolves. Bean just jogging it across the half-court line. 1 minute, 18 seconds left to Ward. Ward out past the three-point line. Campbell trying to put up for three. No good. Ellie put to Bean, and Bean puts up, and her two is good. And Taylor with the ball for the Glacier Bears. Passes it inside, intended for Crager, but gets it to Larson. And Larson trying to get the ball away from Bean and shuffles her foot in the process, and she's going to be called for traveling.
So. Yeah, when you bring the ball down low, somebody's going to get a hold of it.
Yep. They're all over it trying to jump ball. So we're down to 48 seconds left in this second quarter. Taylor putting a lot of pressure on Bean, almost steals the ball, but she gets it to Flores. Flores is up for two. No good. Gets her own rebound. Second attempt at two, not good. Glacier Bears with the rebound there. And long court pass intended for Larson is going to get stolen away by Campbell. And she passes, and between Flores and Taylor, looks like they collided there. Taylor taking a second just to shake it off. Looks like they collided pretty hard, but she's doing good, so. They're going to come down here, and they're going to call that a foul on Taylor. It's her second, and that's going to send Campbell to the line. Campbell, one of our really good JV players, hasn't seen much varsity action this year, so a chance for her to score some points. First free throw, not good. But in a double bonus situation, she's going to get a second shot. Second one bounces around, not good as well. So Glacier Bears with the ball, 26 seconds left in the second quarter, And it is Taylor. Taylor sending it long court, intended for Krager, and just goes right off the tips of her fingers. It's going to go out of bounds. Wolf ball. Being with that ball, sending it over to the right-hand side and looking to drive the baseline. She does, but she gets a foot out of bounds, and so that ball will turn over with 12.6 seconds left. Score 26-12. And so Taylor looking to make this last 10 seconds count, put up a couple more points before they head to the locker room. 5 seconds left. Send it over to Larson. Larson going to put up for two. Rims and does not go in, and that is the end of this first half of play.